Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am more than honored to be with you on this beautiful 23rd day of May 2026. So every so often, I will get, I don't know where, forgive me, these people come from and why they ask such questions. But then, you know, in thinking about it, I realize that a lot of my audience is this kind of person. So I want to address it. This comes from Horst. He lives in Los Angeles, and he says, Greg, why do you talk about life in such grim ways? Isn't there an upside to all of this? Horst, Los Angeles, California. Well, Horst, you are your world, okay? So how you look at things in the world or as your life, as it were, is up to you. And if you want to think of it only in the positive sense, that's fine. But eventually, you're going to find that this positive attitude that you may be possessing is something that is going to kick you in the butt and bite your ass later on in your life. And you will see that you don't have the resilience nor the compassion, the overall insight to see a bigger picture in your life. And that is what is really important, that bigger picture. But for the most part, it isn't that I'm talking about how grim, as you put it, life is. It's just the reality of the world. It's not life. Life is love. Life is goodness. It is the virtue of the soul. And if you understand your soul, if you get into the mechanism of it by meditating, and the only way to do that is through silence, if you allow for there to be a simple life, that is very, very important. The simpler, the better. That means you don't complicate it with all of the ideas of entertaining your senses, your body, making all of that more important than your life itself. If you can live in simplicity and allow yourself to be disciplined in that simplicity, you will find your solitude being very, very important. Solitude is to live without the influence of the collective unconscious, all of the ugly that goes along with living with what people think, say, and do, and their opinions, and allowing that to affect your simplicity. You will eventually come to silence. It isn't that life is basically bad or grim, as you put it. It's getting to life can be very grim. I mean, you have to let go of so many things that congregate in your emotions that make you believe that if you're emotionally satisfied and gratified, that you will be a happy camper. And isn't that what happiness is gratification, immense gratification? We have no sense of well-being. And it is only in well-being, the whole effort to awaken to well-being, to have a sense of consciousness that allows us to replace happiness with well-being. This is a totally different life. And if you live your life not in the means and the merger of love and kindness, forgiveness, mercy, you will live for the state of trying to get yourself to be happy. And that's the grim part, is to think, I've got to do certain things, buy certain things, have certain things, have people think of me in a certain way, blah, 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 before I can ever be happy. What constitutes your happiness, Horst? Take a look at that. What constitutes your happiness? How do you know when you're going to be happy, and what makes you happy? I'm sure it has something to do with emotional satisfaction, self-preservation, things like that. So with that being said, I make my life grim because I live for the wrong things. I live for the things that you cannot take with you through death. Things like love, compassion, some sense of spiritual accomplishment. And that's not going to happen with most people. They don't believe in it. They don't think it exists. And they go on and on and on with their life, thinking that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and vengeance and pride being the big one, that's the way they should live their life. And they'll find some sort of happiness. But what they find is that they have given their life over to the senses. And when I do that, I have put myself in a very precarious position, very precarious. When I was younger, I did this, so I know it well. And Horst, I don't know how old you are, but the older you get, the more you realize, ouch, I did this, ouch, I did that. Ooh, if I hadn't done this, ooh, if I hadn't gone there. If you have any sense of realization, any sense of wanting to awaken to at least what you have done and give that some consideration, you will find that many things need to change. I find people numbed out. They don't want to hear my message. I understand that. They really don't want to awaken. They don't see any reason for it. It's eat, drink, and be merry until you die. And if there are consequences, you'll face them then. But I prefer to believe there aren't any, so I'm just going to eat, drink, and be merry. I call this, I know, Greg, but I'm going to do it anyway. The kind of thing that my attendees love to do. They like to live their life on their terms, their beliefs. And then they kind of grocery shop my teachings and think, well, I'll take a little of this, none of that. I don't like the taste of that. I don't like the taste of this. So I'll take a little of that over there and this over here, but I'm not going to take the big gulp. And I understand that. I am not here to talk you into a practice. I'm really not. And whether or not you get into one or not, it's up to you. If you do, then you're going to find that a lot of the things that you lived in your life were against the grain of harmony, against the grain of life itself. And if you can't see that in this world that we have today, in the kind of leadership we have, our politics, the ugliness of trying to gain power and do things the way we want to do them or believe in people that we believe will make us happy. Isn't that what it's all about? Politics is to find someone that's going to make your life happy so you have enough money to drive your car and feed your children and have a little money left over for maybe fun. You know, that's about as far as the American mentality goes. They don't see down the road. So there is nothing I can really say or do to get you to understand any of this. That's just not going to happen. But if it does occur to you, Horst, that maybe I'm pointing out things about the way you have a living in your existence here on Earth that leads to the final conclusion of your life, then you might have the, well, I just, let me say this, the common sense to realize this isn't going well. Your life isn't going well. The things that you are doing in your life are causing you consequence after consequence. And you're sitting there thinking in your presumptive mind that you're beyond all of this. And none of us are. I'm not. No one ever is. You have to have some sense of purpose in this life. And if you don't, a purpose that is greater than your humanity, then you're going to find you lose your way quickly and you will be lost in this muck and mire. It's not that, you know, this is just the reality of life. Your parents should have taught you this. You shouldn't have to hear it from someone like me. This is something that should be instilled in you in the first place, and it ain't. Anyway, Horst, thank you for listening. I hope that this didn't insult you too much, but if it did, I hope it served a purpose. Please forgive me, all of you, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.